上个礼拜六，9月13号，Notre Dame 的比赛跟 Michigan 的比赛，很多人都很高兴打了一场美好的仗。
Two Saturdays ago, Notre Dame had a good fight with University of Michigan football team.
我不晓得昨天最后的结局是怎么样，
I did not know what happened yesterday.
是赢了还输了？输了。这个要打一场美好的仗不容易。
To fight a good fight is not easy.
我们想象，假如我们把这个教练头再给除掉的话，
If we take off the coach,
你发现我们的团队就更受折腾，
then the team cannot function.
我们就要更这个挣扎的前进。
It will struggle to move forward.
再想象我们把汽车的油管给切掉，
It's like we cut off the gasoline lines to the engine.
那我们的车子就没有办法再跑。
The car cannot run.
电源也是一样，你把电线给切掉、拔掉。
Or we take off, we deplug.
你不管是再怎么样好的产品的电器产品，你也没有办法来使用。
We cannot use any electrical appliances.
我们把我们的人头砍掉，
We take off the head.
不久我们的身体就死掉。
The body will die.
不管是在领导方面也好，
Therefore, whether it's the leadership,
不管是在能源方面也好，
energy,
不管是在生命方面也好，
or life,
那这关系的连接是一件最重要的事
The
情。
connection of the relationships is the foremost important.
这哥罗西书呢，可以说是一本有关于关系连接的书。
The book of Colossians is about connecting.
那保罗在这个当中，透过这一卷书，让我们看见怎么样跟神的关系接上。
And through this book, Paul teaches us how we connect with God.
这是保罗他在关在监狱里头，在罗马关在监狱里头写的书信之一。
This is one of the letters that Paul wrote when he was in prison in Rome.
哥罗西的教会里面，因为当时有一些错误的教导存在。
And because of the church in Colossae had a wrong teaching.
这主要的问题呢，就是在于他们的信仰大融合。
The wrong teaching is a so-called a big combination of synthesize of all kind of religions.
他们结合了这个哲学的东西。
They pull in philosophy things, philosophical things,
结合了宗教的东西，
or different thinkings of religion,
这宗教又包括了这个异教徒，
which including the paganism,
还有那犹太教徒，
or Judaism,
有一些希腊人的思想。
or Greek thinkings,
除了这之外，再加上去再结合了这个基督的真理。
and at the last they put Christian beliefs.
就是这么一个复杂，一个大融合。
So it's a big melting pot.
所以这个东西慢慢就演变成我们著名的所谓的诺斯底主义。
Then gradually it evolved into the famous or infamous Gnosticism.
那是特别的强调追求某一方面特别的知识。
Which emphasize on the pursuit of special knowledge.
不但这样，他们还否定耶稣基督是神。
And deny the deity of Jesus Christ.
否定他是那个救世主。
Deny that he is Christ.
为了跟这个悖谬弯曲悖谬的错误来对抗。
In order to fight this crooked and wrong thinking.
保罗就写了这么一卷不大被注意的一卷书信。
So Paul wrote this book up to the Colossians, which really did not receive much attention.
这是书信里头，他强调了这个基督神性的重要。
In this book, he emphasized the deity of Christ.
然后我们看到这个耶稣基督他跟神之间关系的连接。
And let us bring us to attention, bring our attention to the connection of Our relationship with Christ.
让我们看到耶稣基督他怎么样为人的罪而死在十字架上。
and reveal to us how Jesus Christ died on cross.
在书信里头，他让我们知道一件事情：信徒只有透过这个信心与基督连接在一起，我们才可能有永生。
And it revealed to us that we can only have this eternal life by connecting with Christ.
那这也是要告诉我们一件事情：信徒唯有透过信心跟耶稣基督继续的连接在一起，我们的生活才能够有力量。
And we need to continue to be connected with Christ. Otherwise, we will not have strength in our life.
这道成肉身的耶稣基督其实要告诉我们一件事情。
And this Christ, who is the Word's incarnation,
然后告诉我们这是神，他赦罪，他拯救人，赦罪赦免人的唯一的方式。
Is to tell us this is the only way that we can receive redemption.
那这也是显明了从神来要带给人的平安。
It also reveals this is the peace from God. 所以 people,
我们成为一个耶稣基督的身体。
So we become the members of the Lord.
我们也要这样子有跟神跟人有这样的连接。
So we need to connect with God. We also need to connect with people.
这样的一个连结是为了要彰显神他赦罪的爱跟平安。
This connection in order is to show the love and peace from God.
我们对哥罗西的教会认识的不是很多。
We do not have much understanding about this church in Colossus.
所以在进入这哥罗西书的时候呢，我想先做在背景里头，我们能够有一些的认识。
So I'd like to give you some background of this city.
那个，这个 ，DVD 那个有没有一些图片？麻烦让我看一下。那这个希腊的一个地理学家呢，形容哥罗西是一个小的城镇。
According to a geologist in Greek, who described this city as a small town.
那另外人更是称它，有人称它是一个根本不重要的一个城镇。
Some other people call this is a town of no importance.
其实哥罗西它曾经有一个辉煌的日子。
Actually, this town had a glorious past.
这里不是很清楚，这个字不是很清楚哈。怎么什么东西都没电了？这就是我们刚刚讲的，没有这个 connection。不是不是，我想要有红红的那个东西 ，the power 啊 ，it's okay。那因为那个看不大清楚，我本来是要告诉你的这个地理位置，没有关系，谢谢。这个地方 ，OK。我们等一下再看下去就比较清楚，好不好
？You can see on the south tip, was Colossus.
我们go next 哈。好，在这里我们看到，这个东西可不可以拿走？在这里呢，我们看到这是哥罗西。哥罗西。然后哥罗西上面一点就是老底加
，which is very close to Laodicea。
老底加在上面还有一个没有点出来，差不多就是我这个点的位置这里呢。还有一个地方叫做希拉波利
，and this town called Hierapolis。
那我们大概有这么一个印象
，so let's have that impression。
这三座城他们是连接在一起一个三角形。
So those three towns actually form a small triangle.
Okay. 那以弗所书，以弗所在这里，不是以弗所，以弗所的教会，以弗所在这里。
And the book of Ephesians were written to the book of Ephesus, which is on the west.
好了，他们是位在一个利加斯的这个河，他们中在这个哥罗西的地方有利加斯的河贯穿。
In the book of Colossus, the river Lycus rose through.
那从这个老底加呢？从老底加到哥罗西这里大概是17公里左右，17-18公里左右。
And it was about 18 miles, also from between the city of Colossus and Laodicea.
那再从这个 这个老底加到上面，另外我们刚刚提到的一个希拉波利的这个城市呢，大概就只有8公里左右。
And another 8 miles to this town called Hieropolis.
所以就好像我们就是住在这个 South Bend 地区跟这个 Elka 其实都连得很近一样。
Similar to the South Bend Elka Mishawaka Triangle.
对呀，这个我们都会互相受影响的。
So we'll be affected by one another.
好，那在这个利加斯河的这个流域呢，它有一些的特色。
Then in this valley of Lycus River, it has several characteristics.
那边经常都有地震跟火山爆发。Frequently
there are earthquakes.
那当然这建筑物就经常会受到破坏。So
the structures, the buildings were usually under the received damage.
但是呢，这也一个好处，另外一个好处就是那个地方很多温泉。There
are many hot springs also.
说这个具有这个治病的功效。They
can heal the, some disease.
其实那个希拉波利这个名称呢，这名字呢就有圣城的这个意思。The
town Hieropolis has a nickname called the Holy City.
好，虽然这个地方有这个水贯穿，河流贯穿。Although
they have the rivers and the hot springs.
可是，在水里头有一种矿物质，那矿物质会在流过的地方会留下一层结晶体。However,
the water bring a special type of special types of minerals that will form deposits.
它就会影响这个农作物的生产。And
it will affect the crop.
那可是这种水中的矿物呢，又有另外一个好处，它可以提炼成一个很好的染料。
But the minerals also help to extract some sort of a dye.
那些没有水淹过的地方，没有淹盖的地方，反而是土壤非常肥沃。So
those soil that did not was not covered or flowing through by the water has pretty good soil that helped the crops.
那水草非常丰富。
Many grass can grow.
也就因为这样，它们适合非常适合畜牧。
So it's a good place for our ranching industry.
那当那个地方当地呢，就以这个生产羊毛啊，这个优质的羊毛啊。Produce
a lot of the wools.
好，那我们可以再稍微看一下，请你到下一张。啊哈，那这是哥罗西离这个以弗所，刚刚我们大概地理位置有点印象，这是这个以弗所的一个地方，相离。 离这哥罗西大概120里，
and this is in between Colossus and Ephesus.
就差不多我们这边去到芝加哥，
about the distance from here to Chicago.
那这以弗所它原来是古罗马的一个版图，
used to be the part of the old Roman Empire.
好，那我们再看到这个地方，哥罗西的地方，再下一张好吗？ 在考古呢，考古学里面呢，他们过去还没有多少的发掘。In
archaeology, they did not excavate too much from those ruins.
但是后来这个澳洲有一所大学，根据资料呢，说他们准备进行挖掘，我不晓得现在是挖掘了没有。Recently,
a university in Australia is preparing to do more.
那我们再看下一张好吗 ？OK。 这有点，你看有点像那个要接近芝加哥的时候那种样子哈。Looks
like we are approaching Gary.
跟我们这差不多。那实际上保罗他没有拜访过这哥罗西的教会。Actually,
Paul had never visited Colossus.
然后在书信里面呢，他是我们可以看得出来，他很像暗示在那当中有一种暗示，是保罗第三次旅行布道旅行的时候呢。 另外一个弟兄叫以巴弗，在那当中建立的教会。It
was this person, this another brother, Epaphras, who built up this church of Colossus.
那他不是只有建立一个哥罗西的教会，另外那两邻城的教会，老底加跟那个希拉波利这三间教会啊，他都有这个据点。我们说这个是他的片区，是吧？
It's kind of the Epaphras built up other two churches in the nearby, and we seems we call them the districts of his ministry.
好，我们再看下一张好吗？那这个是一个非常漂亮的一个景色。
This beautiful river or streams.
那这个是其实是我们知道在启示录的时候有提到约翰，他有提到老底家这个教会。
We know that in Revelation, the book mentions Laodicea.
然后我们知道老底家教会的最大的一个问题是什么？
And the biggest problem of this church in Laodicea was,
他说，不冷不热，你不是很舒服吗？
Was neither cold nor hot.
其实他那时候在讲这个事情的时候，是根据当地，当时候他们地理位置有这么一个河流的溪水，他们其实很清楚知道什么是冷又干净的这个水。
They definitely know because the contact was written to describe the water, and local people definitely knew the cold water.
可是不冷不热并不是一个很好的现象。
But neither cold nor hot is not a good reflection.
我记得常常在给孩子洗澡的时候。
I remember when I bathed my children.
不是记得，是现在还经常发生的事。
Not just from memory, but it's still happening.
就怕他们冬天怕冷，把水温加高。
In the winter, I will raise the temperature.
那夏天怕太热，再稍微调低一点。
In the summer, reduce the temperature.
那经常他们不是太热就是太冷。
But they still complain.
我们常常就觉得这温温的其实最好的、最舒服的。
This lukewarm water probably is the best.For taking a shower.
可是在圣经里头却告诉我们，这个约翰对老底家教会所写的。
But in the Bible, John wrote this way to the church of Laodicea.
他说：“我知道你的行为，你不冷，你也不冷，也不热。
”I know that your works is neither cold nor hot.
那我巴不得你或冷或热。
How I wish that you are either cold or hot.
因为你既然若像好温水一样，也不冷也不热，所以我必从口中把你吐出去。
If you continue to stay in this status of lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out.
在那个当中，圣灵借着约翰所写下来，又说呢，他说：“凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他。”
And John continued to write in Revelation, "I will rebuke all those who I love."
所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
Therefore, you need to have the fervent heart and repent.
我相信这个圣灵对教会说的话，不单单是针对老底家教会说的话。
I believe those words from the Holy Spirit, the rebuke, is not just to the old church of Laodicea.
也是对这邻近的教会在说话。
But also to all the churches in that neighborhood.
也是在对今日我们的教会在说话。
And also to the church of today.
这要成为我们信徒的一个警戒。
It should be the warning to all Christians.
我们最后看到，知道这个哥罗西，它的主后的大概400年的时候，它就不再是这一个城市的。
In about 400 AD, this town of Colossus was no more a city.
那在主后700年的时候，就差不多完全成为废墟。
And approaching about 700 AD, it was almost a ruin.
其实呢，我们再话说回来，这个地理位置虽然偏僻，就像我们一样。
Although their town is remote,
但是我们也看到神的怜悯，福音还是要传到那里。
But we also saw God's mercy that the gospel also spread to such a remote place.
只是我们有没有继续把这福音带出来
？So our challenge is whether we continue to spread gospel.
我们稍微了解一下哥罗西的他教会的一个历，哥罗西的一个历史。
Let's have a little bit more understanding about the history of Colossus.
更早的历史呢，根据有一个人他的记载，这个人叫 Herodotus 这个人的记载，他说这波斯他打败埃及之后呢，他要再进攻希腊。
According to this historian, Herodotus, he wrote that Persian, the king of Persian. defeated the Egyptians, then he tried to attack Greek.
在主前大概是480年左右。
About 480 before Christ.
但那个时候呢，他还称哥罗西是一个在佛吕加的大臣。佛吕加是一个比较大的地名哈，就是那一代的佛吕加。
This historian claimed that Colossus was a rather big city in that region.
那有一个希腊的将军，他也是个历史家。他也称这个地方，他是一个人口众多而且又富有的大臣。
From another perspective, this a general but also a historian called Colossus as a big church that is rich and have many people.
但是后来就因为地理原因是交通的政治的关系等等，在邻近的几个城呢，越来越兴旺了。
But gradually, because of geography, transportation, and politics, other churches in that area were growing.
那在那个三点当中，最上面那个点的那个教会呢，希拉波利那个地方成为一个游乐一并的中心。
The city of Hierapolis became the center of healthcare and entertainment.
在下去差不多八公里左右的地方，那个老底加呢，就成为一个经济跟政治的中心。
Laodicea became the center of economy and politics.
那这哥罗西呢，它就越来越衰微。
While the town of Colossus diminishes gradually.
然后新约的时代，那个已经变成一个小城。
When it approached the time of New Testament, it became a really little town.
大概七八世纪的时候，又有游牧民族入侵呢，那有很多人逃离。
Then about 700-800 after Christ, the Arabian came and conquered the place.
那最后就成为一个废墟。
Then it became a ruin.
在保罗的书信里面，哥罗西也许是一个不重要的一座小城。
So this town may not be a big town in all the towns that received the letters from Apostle Paul.
但是在圣灵的这个默示底下呢，他却这个书信却给教会一个重要的信息。
But the Holy Spirit wrote this letter through Paul, and it reveals an important message.
因为今日的教会存亡也是面对同样人的思想、哲学、理论等等的挑战。
Because today the church is still facing the challenge of the thinking from man and man's philosophy.
所以哥罗西书可以说是一个很实际的书信，来教导我们怎么去面对。
Therefore, this is a very realistic book or letter that teaches how to face man's thinking.
我们来稍微了解一下他们当地的居民。
Let's have.Some understanding of the local people there.
他们多数都是这个佛吕加，那本地的佛吕加是现在土耳其那个地方。
Those people are living in that area, and which is correspond to today's Turkey.
他们有自己的宗教。
They have their own religion originally.
那他加上我们刚刚提到这个希腊波利那个城呢，它特殊的环境造成他们非常的迷信。
And because of the town of Hierapolis brought special influence, so people over there is more superstition.
那在大概主前200年的时候，那叙利亚的一个大王也把2000家的这个犹太人移民到那里去，迁到那个地方。
Also about 200 BC.A king in Syria ordered 2,000 Jews move to that area.
所以当地这些的犹太人，还有这些迷信的外邦人，全部都加在一起，就变成哥罗西教会里面很大的问题。
Therefore, it's a big flux of different types of race.
在这中间，我们也看到这背景，我们人的背景的差异，能够会直接影响到整个教会的一个发展。
There we saw, because of various background, it affects, the church.
我们真是要寻求在圣灵里的合而为一。
Therefore, they look for the unification in the Holy Spirit.
怎样才有可能打破中间的这个差异性?
So they can overcome the difficulties of different cultural and racial background.
然后再看到这哥伦西教会。
Let's look at this church.
我们刚说他虽然不是保罗他亲自去建立的一个教会,
although it was not a church that Paul established by himself,
那他很可能是他差遣出去这个同工去建造的，就好像在一个教会里头，他们差遣同工去不同的据点去传福音建造的。
But most likely, this was one of the church that was established by the disciples or co-workers that was sent forth by Paul.
所以他们对保罗并不陌生。
So they were not unfamiliar with Paul's teaching.
另外，这哥罗西的教会他们是跟外邦人是有关的。
Also, this church has something to do with the Gentiles.
虽然在那个地方有很多犹太人居住。
Although there are many Jews living in that place,
可是那个会友呢, 大多数还是外邦人,
but many of the church attendees were not Jews or Gentiles.
另外一个, 他们是跟异端, 这个教会也跟异端学说有关。
This church also has something to do with the Pharisees.
在保罗的这个书信里头, 我们可以勾画出一些的轮廓。
And from this book of Colossians, we can saw some outline.
这些异端学说到底怎么回事呢?
What are those Pharisees?
那是一些自称是哲学理学的东西。
Some will call themselves the philosophies or rationalism.
然后看重割礼，看重饮食。
They pay attention to circumcision and the food they eat.
然后看重这些条例，他们看遵守这个恪守这个节期。
They follow very closely the teachings of the Old Testament.
那另外他们也断言在宇宙的创造、救赎等等的这个过程里面呢，还有另外不同大自然的这个力量介入。
They also believe that during the creation of the universe and the salvation, there were supernatural power, intervention of supernatural power.
另外他们还坚持要苦行、要禁欲。
And they advocated to live a life that that man should restrain from all kind of desires.
And 他们看肉体是邪恶的。
They look at man's flesh or body, desire of the body as evil.
还有这些学说的提倡者呢，他们自称是基督徒的教师。
And those who promoted this kind of thinking call themselves the teachers of Christians.
在哥罗西教会这些的背景当中，让我们认识到一件事情。
So in this church, we come to this understanding.
我们所看重的是什么呢？
What should we emphasize?
然后我们是不是以我们所坚持的又是什么呢？
What are the ones that we really should stand firm?
教会当中有人在倡导、在坚持这真理以外的东西。
If in any church, someone is spreading something different from the truth.
不是那个基要的所谓的基要真理的东西。
Not emphasizing the most fundamental belief.
那这会造成了一个教会的混乱跟分裂。
And it's easy to disturb the church and cause friction.
那教会也会这样子慢慢的衰退。
And will cause the deterioration of the church.
所以在这当中，我们从哥罗西的教会，我们可以看到许多的事情。
So from this book of Colossians, we can see many things.
这是我们值得教会在这当中来学习、探讨的。
It's worthwhile for us to spend time to learn from those lessons.
那最后我们再看到他的书信。
Then we see the contents of this epistle.
有关于书信的作者呢, 在19世纪以前很少人在怀疑。
Regarding the author of this church, before the 19th century, very few people doubted the author.
但在19世纪开始，有德国的作家开始怀疑。
And starting from the beginning of the 19th century, some German authors started doubting who the author should be.
然后所写的那些书籍里头呢，有暗示否认这本书的作者就是保罗。
in those people's writing, they were hinting that this book would not be written by Paul.
这困难的都是集中在三方面。
Because they found three areas that's hard to convince them.
一个是文字的体裁。
Number one is the writing style.
因为他发现有许多这个书信的用词呢，那保罗书信的用词在这里都没有看到。
They found that many common words found in the in Paul's epistles did not appear in this book of Colossians.
然后保罗在哥林西书所用的这些词呢，在别的书信也没看到。
On the other hand, the words are special words used in Colossians cannot be found in other epistles.
但是我们要知道一个事实。
But we need to know a fact.
所谓的这些体裁、用词等等，也是跟这个书信的内容还有。保罗当时书写的这个心境有关。
But we need to know that a person's writing style depends on his environment, his circumstances, and also his mood or the status of his psychological status.
所以有一些出入那是正常的。
Therefore, there should be some variations from one book or one letter to another.
另外有关于神学思想的问题，这是第二个他们所怀疑的。
The second one is about the theological thinking.
因为别的书信所注重的都是基督的工作。
Because if they argue that in other epistles, they tend to focus on the works of Jesus Christ.
可是在哥罗西书里头却重点是放在基督他的本性。
But the book of Colossians pay much more attention to the natural of Christ.
然后没有强调的救恩，也没有在圣灵方面的教训，也很少。
Did not emphasize salvation and had little teaching about the Holy Spirit.
那实际上呢，问题是在这儿。他保罗写这封书信的时候，他有一个着重点。
But the fact is that Paul, when he wrote this Colossians, he had an emphasis.
这些都是针对教训的错误。当时教会错误的教训所写的。
His purpose of writing Colossians is to rebuke the wrong teaching.
那书信是很活的东西。
A letter should be a living document.
是跟当地教会有关系的东西。
It should be well connected with the receiver, the local church.
最后还有他们一个论点是觉得这封书信跟以弗所书很相信，很类似。
Another argument is saying that this book is very similar to the book of Ephesians.
这封书信的五分之三你都可以在以弗所书里头好像看到。
And they argue that you can find almost three-fifths of the contents appearing in Ephesians.
其实我们这也不难理解。
It's not hard for us to understand.
因为这两卷书信都是差不多同时那时候写的。
That those two books were written about at the same time.
然后这个以弗所跟哥罗西的教会也距离不是很远。
And those two towns are not far away from one another.
这他们的问题也可能是以弗所教会的问题。
So they are likely to have similar problems.
也在那当时的这环境底下，这样的异端很容易马上就过去。
In that kind of circumstance, the Pharisees are very easy to spread from one church to the neighbor church.
所以那一代的地区，他们当时最需要的就是有关于基督论的真理。
Therefore, what they needed most in that area is about the deity of Christ.
而以弗所他只是从更积极正面的方向来讲。
So the book of Ephesians was talking about the positive, active side.
那讲到这作者到底是谁？
So when you come to the authorship,
其实这并不应该影响我们接受这个真理。
This should not affect us from receiving the teaching inside this book.
许多时候，当人带着这样的怀疑看圣经、听信息
，many times when people have a doubt and look at the Bible or listen to a particular sermon,
那我们就很难进入到真理里面。
And it prevents that person from entering the truth.
那不但我们没有得着
，Not only they do not get much out of it.
我们还会产生更多不必要的那种负面情绪。
They were, on the other hand, they were get more negative emotions.
那这也是给我们在追求真理上一个提醒。
This is also a reminder to us when we are pursuing the truth.
最后，那写信的有一个目的。
Lastly, the purpose of this church, of this epistle.
为什么要写这封信？
Why did Paul write this epistle?
我们可以说是因为那个当地的传道人就以巴佛，他去到了罗马去见保罗。
The direct reason was that this this person, Epaphras, he came to Rome to see or visit Paul.
然后把这个当地教会的一些情况告诉保罗。
So he brought some of the he gave Paul an update of those churches.
也许他知道这个教会的问题在哪里。
So Paul saw where the problems was.
可是他却没有办法抵挡，或是没有办法去反驳这些事情。
Oh, the Epaphras had difficulty of handling those problems or situations.
所以他就请教保罗，保罗就借着机会写了这封信。So
he was seeking the advice from Paul, and Paul wrote this letter.
另外还有其他的目的。
There are also other purposes.
是当时候有一个从这个哥罗西逃出来的一个奴隶。
There's also a slave that fled from Corinth.
这个人叫推基古。Colossus. 他这个人呢，他叫做阿尼西姆。
This person's name is Onesimus.
他当时跟保罗认识他之后，带领他信主。
He became a Christian through Paul.
所以这时候，这个他把书信要带回去哥罗西的时候，保罗希望他信了主之后，他也能够去跟他主人和好。
Since he became a Christian and he was a slave before, so Paul asked him to have a reconciliation with his master.
那除了这些主要直接的原因之外，
So besides those direct reasons,
保罗要告诉他们有三件事情。
Paul want to teach the church of Colossae three things.
虽然保罗没有去过那个教会。
Although Paul had never visited Colossae,
可是他对那个教会，那弟兄姊妹的信徒关心是不简单，其他的这个教会的。
But that does not reduce his care about this particular church compared to others.
那第二是要警戒他们不要染上异教的这些的习俗。
The second one is to give them a warning about the wrong teaching.
在生活里头有很多这种不良的习俗。
Also, there are many other different religions, and this church is easily to be under the influence of those religions.
要小心的分别。
So Paul wants them to have a discerning heart.
那最重要一个目的就是，借着机会来斥责这个威胁哥罗西教会那些的异端教训。
But the most important reason is to rebuke the Pharisees that was threatening the church in Colossae.
其实呢，你从字里行间，你看到这里不是一些很艰涩的教义。
If you read the Colossians, you can see that the teaching is not very hard.
在保罗书信里头，很多时候是充满这种关爱、富有情感的书信。
It's filled with love and emotion.
希望借这个机会使人跟神能够和好。
Trying to use the teaching to bring man to God and have a peaceful relationship.
在哥罗西书里，他要强调一件事情，就是基督是教会的头。
And one thing that this book continues to emphasize is that Christ is the head of the church.
基督在教会里这个崇高的地位是没有办法否认跟取代的。
That one cannot deny the leadership of Christ in church.
基督也是教会唯一独一的一个根基。
And Christ is the only foundation of the church.
在整个哥罗西书的这个蓝图里，我们可以说从两部分来看。
If we have a blueprint of this book, we can see two things.
第一章、第二章，我们可以说他是讲到基督他所成就的这事情。
Chapter 1 and 2 describe what Jesus had achieved.
那第三章、第四章就告诉我们我们基督徒当做的事情。
And chapter 3 and 4 tell us what Christians should do.
盼望我们回去的时候，我们可以去查考这四章而已，不是太长。
So the book only has 4 chapters.
那我们希望平常我们回去的时候，我们可以把这四章都看一看。
But I wish next time we meet, you have spent time on reading through this book.
那接下去的几个礼拜，我们希望能够继续探讨这书信里面的真理。
We will continue to use the next few Sundays to discuss the details of this book.
那不但我们能够站立得稳
，Not only that we can stand firm on it.
我们也能够不断的更新、变化而成长。
And we can also continue to be renewed and grow in Christ.
好吧，我们这时候。请站立，我们一起唱这诗歌，诗歌四百，这个蓝色诗歌45首，教会独一的根基，用这首作为我们的一个回应。
第几首？The Blue Hymn Book 45。
蓝色诗歌45首。
Blue Hymn Book 45。
教会唯一的根基。教会唯一的根基是主耶稣基督，顺遂圣言所造成，是主的心创造。主从上天来求他，为主圣洁祈福。舍身流血求得他，建立万年基础。虽从万邦选出来，信徒却成一体。教会救恩的凭据，一主一心一心。
Let's pray.